This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality. Doctor Who, The Lost, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Part 2.
There has to be a way out of here. There just has to be. Wait a minute. What did the Doctor do before he vanished? Let me see. He walked over to here. Oh, what did he do? Doctor, what did you do? Maybe he touched something. Let me see now. Hello, what's this? Yes, it's moving. It's... Wait a minute. What is going on?
I wondered when you'd turn up.
Doctor! I never thought I'd see you again.
Really?
Well, you just vanished.
Oh, no. I was transported. It may have appeared that I vanished into thin air, but it's a very advanced travel technique. Very similar to transmit systems.
Then where are we? Where has this transporter brought us?
Well, according to the hieroglyphics on the wall, I think I've managed to work out that this is called the Chamber of the Lost.
Doctor?
Hmm?
The Lost never return. Do you think we'll be stuck here forever?
No, I don't think so. Come and see what I found. It's just through here.
It's vast!
Impressive, eh?
Doctor, it's a tomb. Impressive is hardly the word I'd use.
Well, even tombs could be impressive, Gray. Just take the Great Pyramids of Egypt or Mars, for example.
Okay, fair enough. But why all this? There are so many bodies here. There must be thousands.
Millions, I'd say. This chamber goes on for miles.
It's hard to take in. Why are they here, Doctor?
It's a form of ritualistic sacrifice, I think. At least that's what I've worked out by examining the hieroglyphics.
And we're the next intended victims.
Well, we would have been if I hadn't had my wits about me. I turned off the machinery when I first arrived here. No one will ever be sacrificed to this particular religion again.
It's mind-boggling. So many deaths, and for what?
I think I finally worked out why that artwork was so familiar. I've seen similar drawings during my studies of ancient Treant society.
Treant society? Isn't that Amara's home world?
Yes, it is. You see, she comes from the royal colonies of Treant. Not all that far from here, in fact. Relatively speaking, of course. And we seem to be getting closer to it with every stop we make.
But what is this place?
This must be a lost colony of Treant. Wait a minute, the Lost, of course! The Lost Colony of Treant! The one spoken of in their ancient legends! Oh, I should have realized this sooner. That's why Amara disappeared from the TARDIS.
I don't understand, Doctor.
You see, there's a legend among Amara's people about a great holy war amongst the Treants. Oh, it was thousands of years ago. It was the time of the Great Upheaval. the time when the first Trian royals came to power. They rejected the old ways, you see, the old religions, or more precisely, the old goddess.
This Laniera?
Yes, exactly. You see, they took up the teachings of the goddess Moncala, the directly opposing goddess. The goddess of light, as modern Trian society has named her. It's simply a fascinating culture there on Tria. I've always wished I could visit. But Moncala had one firm belief.
What's that, Doctor?
She decreed that the Trian bloodlines must be purely maintained, that no outsiders should ever be allowed to visit Tria or copulate with any of her inhabitants.
So, you're saying she believed in racial purity?
Indeed she did. Another law set down by Moncala was that there should be no mating even between the different classes of people on Tria. And from my understanding, there's a triad class system in place on Tria to this day.
Well, you do go on sometimes, Doctor.
Hmm?
Aren't you forgetting something?
No, I don't think so. Oh my word, Amara, yes, yes, you're right. Come on, Ray, we've got to find her.
Doctor, over here.
Oh my word.
Look at her. Look at the state she's in. It's as if she's being somehow levitated in midair. What are those bright lights around her?
It's a stasis field of some kind.
But look at it, Doctor. Doesn't that pose look familiar to you?
Yes. Yes, it does.
It's the same pose as the artwork we saw of the goddess back in the temple. And the light is coming from her hands. I don't understand.
Nor do I. But I'm beginning to.
Doctor, her eyes are opening.
Yes, I see.
Why has the sacred place been disturbed? Why has the Chamber of the Lost been soiled?
I think she's referring to what you did to the machinery, Doctor.
I think you're right.
Answer! Answer! Why has this holy ground been stepped upon?
I want to know who I'm addressing before I answer any questions.
You hear the voice of the goddess Lanera. Who dares disturb my slumber?
We've done it now, Doctor.
Shush, Gray. Amara? Amara, it's the Doctor. Can you hear me? Amara, I want you to listen to me. You are no goddess.
How dare you question me? It is not for you to doubt.
Then who is it for to doubt, hmm? I mean, who do I have to be to question?
You are not like the others.
Others?
You are not like those who, in the past, would try and plunder our sacred ground.
We've not come to plunder, we just want our friend back. Is that you, Amara? Come on, you can remember. Don't you recall your name?
Doctor?
Yes, that's it, Amara. Come back to us. Remember who you are.
But, Doctor, how did she get up there? What's happened to her?
I'm not sure, Gray. But I suspect it has to do with what she is.
And that is?
She's Trian, can't you see? This machinery must have some sort of built-in bioscanner to detect who's Trian and who's not. If the life form that's transported into this chamber is not Trian by blood, then they're killed and their bodies are stored here.
You are wrong!
What?
Only the lost are kept here in the sacred chamber. No others may soil this holy place with their presence, which is why you must die.
But we just want to leave this sacred place. We haven't come to plunder. We only want our friend back. That is what we're here for. Once we have her, once she's free, we'll leave this holy place and we'll never return.
There is no one here that belongs to you. All lower life forms are disposed of.
Does she mean all non-Trian life forms are killed? Doctor, we've got to get out of here.
I know, Gray, I know, but we're not leaving without Amara.
You must leave the sacred chamber or die.
I'm not leaving here without my friend, do you understand?
Then you must never leave this place. You must remain here until your bones have rotted away.
No, no, I don't think so.
Doctor, what are you going to do?
I'm going to get Amara back. Amara? Amara, I know you could hear me. Fight it! Fight it, girl! Come on! You could be free of this possession!
Your words are futile in purity. You will be trapped here for all eternity. Neither of you will ever escape this holy place.
I wouldn't count on that if I were you. Come on, Amara, fight it. I know you're in there. Remember who you are. You are Amara Tal of the royal family of Tria.
No!
Yes, yes, you are, Amara. Remember who you are. Remember who we are. We're your friends. I'm the Doctor, remember? The Doctor? Help me out here, Gray.
Huh? Oh, right. Amara, it's me, Gray. Remember? Can you remember Aniron? Remember when we met?
War. Fighting.
Yes, that's it. She's remembering.
Yes, she is. Keep it going.
Yes, Amara, remember the war. Remember the fighting.
Fighting? Yes. Terrible war. Fighting.
Yes, Amara. Remember the fighting? Remember me, the Doctor? Remember meeting Grey? Remember the TARDIS?
TARDIS? Yes! TARDIS!
And do you remember Julian? Julian Stryker.
Julian?
He means a lot to you, Amara, doesn't he? Julian Stryker?
Help me, Julian! Doctor! Help me, Doctor!
You have to help yourself now, Amara, but you can do it. You can beat it.
I can?
Yes, of course you can. Concentrate. You can do it, Amara. You are Amara Tall. Remember that.
Yes! I am Amara Tall!
Amara!
Quick, Grey, get her!
Is she all right, Doctor?
No, she fell a good 5 feet, but I think she'll be fine.
She's unconscious. Suppose she hit her head.
Doctor? Grey?
You see there? She'll be all right. Amara? Amara, can you hear me?
Doctor? What happened? What's happened to me?
You've been through a bit of an ordeal, Amara. I think perhaps the power that overtook you must have changed your physiognomy a bit. Thus the new voice. But trust me, you'll get used to it. We all will. But you'll be all right now.
Where are we?
It's a long story, my dear.
But what is this place?
You don't remember anything?
No. What happened?
Well, never mind that just now. Just take a moment to catch up with yourself. It's going to be all right.
Doctor, how are we going to get out of here? Wherever here is.
Oh, we're somewhere on Lexos. Not to worry.
Lexos?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, Amara. You wouldn't know it by name. Perhaps you know it better by its ancient moniker, Lanyos.
The Lost Colony?
Yes, that's right.
Is this really the Lost Colony of Lanyos?
So it would seem, my dear.
Doctor, since she was possessed by whatever that was, maybe she knows the way out.
Amara, does this place look at all familiar to you?
Only slightly.
Can you show us the way out, Amara?
I'm not sure.
Take your time and look around. It's vitally important.
It looks sort of like the ancient temples on Tria.
Excellent. Do you think you could walk?
If you'll steady me.
Right. Come along, then. Amara, I want you to look at these controls and tell me if you recognize anything.
I'm not sure, Doctor.
It's all right, Amara. Just concentrate. Somewhere here must be the controls to the way out. Or maybe even a way to transport us out of this chamber.
Take your time, Amara.
There isn't a door.
Oh, great. We're trapped in here.
Shush, Grey. Amara, you're sure about that?
As sure as I can be. The only way in or out is by transporter. How do I know that?
Well, that's rather a long story, but for now, concentrate. Maybe you'll remember something more. Think, Amara.
There is no door, because we're underground. We're miles underground, so far beneath the surface of the planet that this chamber can only be reached by transporter.
Yes, go on. You could do it. Think, Amara.
Here! The controls are here, Doctor. I think I know how to transport us out of this place.
Then let's go!
If you think you know how, then just do your best, okay?
What if I'm wrong?
Just give it your best effort. And get it right, please.
I'll try, Grey.
It's working!
You did it, Amara. Well done. Well done.
Now, if you could just get us out of this temple.
Now that I can do with ease. This is just like the temple of Mancala back home.
That's it. We're free!
Mm. Now maybe you two will explain to me exactly what's been going on.
You've returned! How is this possible?
You're not as clever as you thought, eh, Kendra?
Is she? She has returned to us.
There's no need to bow.
But she has returned to us. I dare not look upon her face. Forgive me, Lanier.
Huh? What is going on?
Rise, old man. Don't disgrace yourself.
I dare not look upon you, my goddess.
Why does he think you're the goddess?
Amara?
I want to leave this place, Doctor. Now.
Oh, well, of course, my dear.
Now, Doctor.
Perhaps we should do as she asks, Doctor. It has been a long day for her. Well, for all of us.
Yes. Yes, of course. Come along, Amara. We'll get you straight back to the TARDIS.
Now that the goddess Lanier has returned to us, the skies of Tria will burn with the fire of vengeance. Terrible retribution. It will be a terrible retribution. With the return of our goddess, the doorway is again open. The ancient servants of Lanier will once more blacken the skies. The harbinger shall now return to once again dominate us all. Oh, terrible.
Tamara, you've been standing there for nearly half an hour now, just staring off into space. Amara? That was odd. Why did she just walk away like that, without even answering me?
Be patient with her, Gray. Who knows how this experience has affected her? She's gone through a lot today. Believe me, being possessed by alien machinery is no easy thing to recover from.
You know, Doctor, I'm not sure there isn't more to it than that.
You, my dear Gray, I am quickly learning, have an overactive imagination. Amara's going to be fine. Now, after a good night's sleep, she'll be right as rain. You'll see.
Perhaps you're right, Doctor. At least, I hope you are.
Oh, I don't believe. Terrible.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, The Lost, Part 2, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Sarah Gerard as Gray, Ron Smith as the Doctor, Shannon Hilche as Amara, Jeff Niles as Kendra. The title music was composed and performed by Duncan McPherson, based on the original version by Ron Grainer. The producer of the episode was Kyle Bors. The co-producer was Ron Smith. Post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound design was provided by Stevie K. Farnaby and Jonathan Patrick Russell. The script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The story The Lost is owned by Dream Realm Enterprises. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. For additional information, comments, or questions, please email us at docbuilding1@yahoo.com. On behalf of Dream Realm Enterprises, this is Sally Wiggett. Thank you for listening.
Please join us for our next adventure titled Harbingers, presented in two parts and available soon from Dream Realm Enterprises and found exclusively at dreamrealmsite.com.